Tonight, it all comes down to one game in Kansas City. It's Game 7 of the World Series between the Royals and the San Francisco Giants. Kansas City spanked and embarrassed the Giants last night in a lopsided 10-0 win, a game that was effectively over by the second inning and evened the series at three games apiece. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
All right. I'm well. So,
wasn't it great that we could all go to bed early last night? Because, as you say, the game was essentially over after the second inning.
It really was. So you've made no secret of the fact that you're rooting for Kansas City. What do you like about this World Series so far?
I like the fact that when Kansas City has won, they have won pretty much in the same attractive way that they won games during the previous part of the postseason. It's death by a thousand paper cuts, bloopers and bleeders and taking the extra base because they have the speed and cutting off runners because they have the speed in the outfield, making terrific catches in the outfield because their outfielders can get to balls that nobody else can get to. It's just been great fun to watch.
Now, is a Kansas City win still the best story for you?
Yeah, it is the best story for me. The Giants have won the World Series twice in the last few years. Kansas City hasn't won it since 1985. That makes it makes part of it a good story. But the rest of it is just that, as I say, I like the way they play baseball. I like the way they manufacture runs out of sometimes almost nothing.
Yeah, they've really been a fun team to watch in the postseason. Well, let's bring another voice in. Nick Cafardo is a sports writer for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now from Kansas City, where he has the good fortune of covering the World Series for the Globe. Hi, Nick. Thanks for being with us.
How are you guys? How you doing?
Very well. So you were there last night, and you noted in the Globe today that the last time Jake Peavy pitched in a World Series, it was for the Red Sox. He was on the mound for the Giants last night. Didn't do so well. What happened?
Yeah, same results. He's definitely not a good postseason pitcher by any means. I'm not sure the reason for it. I think probably he wears down by the time the postseason comes along. I recall Roger Clemens being the same way early in his career. I think he got a little better later in his career in the postseason. But, it's just the way it is with certain pitchers. We saw Clayton Kershaw, the greatest pitcher on earth, not do well in the postseason here. James Shields, another guy who doesn't pitch well in the postseason. So, I think people want to run and say that Jake Peavy's all done and he can't pitch anymore, et cetera, but, he's still a useful pitcher for a National League team, and I'm sure he'll make a nice amount of money in the offseason.
So let me ask you about this game tonight. If history tells us anything, or if you look at statistics, what it tells you is that if you play Game 7 of a World Series at home, you win, or you usually win. So does Kansas City have this in the bag?
Well, I wouldn't say in the bag. No, not by any means. Giants are there for a reason. They've been a very resilient team over the past 5 years, really. I fully expect the Giants to make this quite a game, if not win it outright. I like the Royals story. It's great. Especially when you haven't been to the World Series that long. They're in their home ballpark. The fans were crazy here last night. They were really loud, even in a lopsided game. So I can imagine it'll be even more. So that they'll get that adrenaline rush from their fans, no question about it. But if one team can rebound from such a bad loss, the Giants can.
And Bill, I'm thinking maybe the better story here at this point is San Francisco coming back after that awful game last night, winning on the road. What do you think?
Well, both teams have come back from bad losses.
Yeah.
But, Nick, I want to ask you a question. I've seen this game analyzed in about 11 different ways. To me, there's only really one important question, and that is how many pitches does Tim Hudson get to throw that miss before the Giants bring their big kid in?
Listen, everybody will be in a short leash. So if he's as Peavy was last night. So if he shows any signs that he's doesn't have it, Bochy will make that move immediately, and he'll go with the big guy as long as he possibly can. But Yeah,
if Bumgarner said he could throw 200 pitches two nights after he pitched a complete game shutout, so I think he's probably ready to go. If the first pitch is a ball, I see the manager going to the mound.
Yeah, really. I would almost have started him, you know, just just forget the preliminary with Tim.
Exactly.
Hudson, start the guy, you know, and then let him go as far as he can. But no, he's been a fabulous performer, and he's such a strong, he's a big guy with he reminds me a little bit of John Lester. You know, he's even bigger than Lester, but he's definitely a guy that can go far. And what a contract the Giants have signed this guy to.
All right, Nick Cafardo, I'm going to jump in because we're almost out of time, but in one word, who are you picking for tonight?
Picking the Giants.
You're picking the Giants. And Bill?
I'll pick Kansas City just because it's fun to be on the two sides of the question.
All right. Nick Cafardo, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, reporting from Kansas City, and Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
And we should say Only a Game, of course, airs right here on WBUR on Saturdays. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.